This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn in charge of September music. And I do have some suggestions coming in from some of our listeners. September Sun by Type O Negative. Heard of that? There you go, Kevin.
Haven't heard of that one, but I'll dig it up.
So Kevin is in charge of the September bumper music because it is, ladies and gentlemen, September. In case your calendar is nowhere in sight. It's the 1st of September. Looking forward to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. We have open phone time till the bottom of the hour on anything on your mind. Carry over a couple of topics we had last hour, but welcome anything else. Bottom of the hour, a fellow by the name of Dan Burlett. He is the Secretary of Energy in the Trump cabinet. He is in North Dakota today. In about an hour, we'll be at the Minot Air Force Base taking a look at the nuclear arsenal. Did I say it right, Todd? Hope so. Yeah. The nuclear warheads that they have. It's the 15th time you shut my mic off today. I'm exaggerating a little bit. Anyway, so we will have an interview with him on the program today. We will talk about the lignite industry. He's meeting with members of the lignite industry later today, a roundtable on that, and another one on oil and gas. We'll have coverage of those in Energy Matters. So you're not going to miss a minute if you can't be there. So all that is coming up on the program. I want to begin by thanking our fine sponsor, the University of Mary, and new class underway, the University of Mary, getting set. If you want to find out more about what they've done with a highly qualified emergency response team to get all the detailing done and reopening plan ready, safety, security, preparedness is job one. 99%, you can go, by the way, I was going to tell you where to get info on that, umary.edu/prepared. So do that. 99% of on-campus graduate students receive financial aid. And the university is now offering a new scholarship. In addition to that, the CARE 19 scholarship. This is for new first-time applicants to this 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants who will transfer to the university this fall. Okay? So find out more about that as well. And remember, still time to apply to join the class of 2020, umary.edu. Let's get back to the phones, and Lance is waiting. Lance is in beautiful Hatton, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Lance?
Yeah, good morning, kids. I had the occasion this past weekend to ride out to the Iron Range to have rib supper, and I was pleasantly surprised to see all the Trump signs along the Highway 2 and Highway 169. It was awesome.
I would concur. I've been to Bemidji a bunch this summer, and in that particular area, and there it's like I've seen one Biden sign, and I've seen more than I can count of Trump signs. There is real support for Donald Trump in Western North Dakota for sure. What do you make of that, Lance?
Well, it's nice to see rural Minnesota turning to the right side. Hopefully it gets into the cities too. But, you know, I was out there. I made the same trip August 1st for supper, and I don't remember seeing that many Trump signs that time.
Well, they're getting smart. They're loading up. They're showing their support. Look, we have 63 days to go. There's 63 days to go, and whether you put up a sign or whether you're in a boat parade, that awesome display of support for the president on the Missouri not long ago, Sakakawea either did it or is doing it. It's just Saturday.
Yeah, what was the comparison between expected boats and the numbers that did show up at Bismarck there on the river?
Well, nobody really had any idea. It was one of those things where they put out a Facebook invite and they don't know, and it was close to 400. I think the more amazing thing of that whole deal was the amount of support lining the shores and at the establishments.
Yeah, I drove up and down the bridges, and the bridges were just incredibly well populated. It was fantastic.
But yeah, Scott Louise was going to be Sunday. Got moved to Saturday because of weather. So.
And that's another Facebook one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, get all the details right there. Thanks, Lance. Appreciate it very much. I think the moral of this story is if life as you know it depends on Donald Trump being reelected, in the coal industry as an example, industry that has just been pummeled one after another, right? I mean, it has just been the subject of flat-out, I would almost call it criminal hostility. And we're going to bankrupt that industry. We'll get electricity rates to necessarily skyrocket, and then we'll bankrupt it. You know, the things they've been subjected to. Oil and gas not far behind on a regulatory front. Whatever it is, if you work in the oil industry, you work in the coal industry, if you want law and order, you want somebody that's not afraid to say, this is wrong, this must stop. We're going to use the power of the government to stop lawlessness. Whatever it is, you better do something about it. You better get out of your box and find something, some way. If you're blessed enough with resources to donate, donate. If it's, hey, I'm going to talk to other people. If it's, I'm going to put up a sign. That boat parade probably did more to demonstrate support for Burley and Mandan County than about anything could. And it was just somebody had an idea. Let's do a boat parade on the Missouri. Let's put up a Facebook post. Let's pick a date. And there you go. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of grassroots support is something very necessary in this most important of elections. I know they're all important, but this one, you think about it. And by the way, I have up on my Twitter feed, and Leah, maybe you can retweet this on the What's on Your Mind account for those that are watching us and live blogging with us there. It is a string of comments, starts with Nancy Pelosi, but all kinds of commentators on the media and elected officials and everything else, about 2 minutes worth of people saying it's time to punch people in the face, it's time to get out there and protest in the streets, and who says protesters have to be peaceful, and you can't believe it. They've been advocating for this. This is what they're getting. Just exactly what they wanted. So, no, that's what we're up against. John and Minot. Why not? Why not? You're next. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. You guys do an excellent job. Listen to you every day.
God bless you.
Hey, I got something. It's kind of ironic. I'm a county fair board member, and in June, when we were setting up our fairs, our governor said we shouldn't have any carnival because most of our carnivals come out of Texas, and they do a complete sweep around the state. Okay, so we canceled all of our county fairs, and then about a month and a half later, he hires the same carnival to come up and perform down at the Civic Center. And as soon as he done that, the numbers down at Burley County started raising.
Was there a carnival at the Civic Center? What would that have been for?
Yeah, Missouri River Festival.
But that wouldn't have been...
They were down there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, the Civic Center.
But that would be the governor's event.
No, that's not the governor. It's the city that owns that.
No, but I understand he's on the Chamber of Commerce or something, and he's the one that brought him up.
I don't think so. I would be very surprised if the governor had anything to do with...
That's a city thing, but...
I don't know who the organizers are.
Whether he's involved, I couldn't possibly speak.
And when you say that...
It is city-owned.
When you say, as a member of the county board, the county fair board, that you were told by the governor not to bring up... I mean, did somebody ask for advice from the governor's office? Should we have the carnival? Should we not? I mean, did they reach out?
We wanted to know if we should have one, and he said, I don't recommend it if you're bringing your carnival from down south, because at that time, their numbers were really high.
Right. And then you're saying they showed up a couple months later there. I just think probably a different entity altogether. I would be very surprised. If somebody knows different, certainly give us a call, but...
It was the same carnival as what the county ones get up here in the state.
Right.
It's the same guys.
Right. And question, at a different time, I don't know if the numbers looked any different, but I don't know what to tell you there, John.
Okay, I just thought I'd bring it up because after they were down in Bismarck, it seems like Burley County really started taking off. And, you know, our biggest concern was just how do you sanitize all those rides?
Oh, yeah. I mean... There's so many factors.
With a pressure washer.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, really, but also, you know, you hear a lot more these days now about that doesn't live on surfaces, right? So originally that was what we thought. I mean, I just wish when it comes to these things, I wish people would just tell you, here's what we know, Here's what we don't know. Here's our best advice, but you're going to have to decide. The idea that a carnival coming in is going to cause all of this because the people there are from, you know, well, test them then. Test them, right? I mean, right. So I think, and I also think rumors can get a little crazy, and you're saying that the governor was the one who...
That's a fair...
Carnival into the civic center. I'm saying that's a stretch. I don't... They might not have asked. They might just have done it, right? I was very surprised if somebody from the governor's office said, no, you can't have your county fair carnival, you can't have your state fair carnival, but Burley County, you go ahead and do it.
Well, those were all county by county. Remember Indy Country Fest? That didn't happen because the county said, Horton County Department of Health or whatever the exact title is there.
The bottom line there is you're asking for advice. You decide whether or not to follow it. Some people are going to follow it, some people aren't.
By the way, don't forget, cruise night tonight, Bismarck, 5 o'clock. On Maine.
You know all you need to know.
That. There we go. Right? Thanks, Wendy. Appreciate it.
What's on your mind continues after a short time out. Don't go away. Back to the phones. Luke is on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're heading west over to Dickinson. We're going to be doing some pipe bursting out there, doing some sewer stuff along the way. We're going to be swinging through Glen Olin and taking a look at some trenchless water line out there for a farmer.
Repairing the sewer line is done with reddrilling.com without any exterior damage, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep, we come in there, make it pretty painless for guys, and we're in and out of there pretty quick. It's about a four-hour process.
So if you're looking for a way to repair, replace, or install new buried pipes or wires with little or no excavation, call 701-204-0404, 701-204-0404, or online at reddrilling.com. Two Ds in reddrilling.com. Luke, anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, don't be shy to give us a call. Reaching out sometimes is the hardest part. We'll get out there and see what you got going on.
They'll go anywhere, folks. 701-204-0404, Red Trenchless. Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As strong as a lion, soft as the cops and you lying. Times we got hot like a lion, you and I. Our hearts had never been broken. We were so innocent, darling. We used to talk till the morning, you and I. We had that mixtape on every week. Had it repeated.
Is there a September somewhere in here? Should I wait for it? Wait for it? Wait for it? Wait for it?
You were my September song, summer lasted too long.
Ask, shall receive.
There you go. By golly, we are counting down to a wonderful.
Why does your mic keep going off?
Because you push it. Big Iron is coming up. 14 days away. We're finally there. 14 days away. This just snuck up, didn't it? Woof! Here it is. And High Plains Apache is going to be there with all the best of the application equipment and the 2021 Apache sprayers, which are loaded up with some new features you must see. So come on in, check it out, and take the best of the best in farm machinery and technology in. For Big Iron, we'll be broadcasting live from there 14 days away. Counted down, can hardly wait. All right, friends, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, nice and slow. 800-228-0550. Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday. He came out of the basement, ladies and gentlemen. He went one state away to Pennsylvania, all of his big of them, to talk about, I'm for fracking. Well, what about before when you said you weren't for fracking? Never mind that. The media didn't show you my favorite part of this speech when he was trying to tell us how detrimental COVID has been to individuals. See if you can make some sense of what he said here. Would you roll it, Kev?
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
Huh?
Think about what? He tells us to think about it, and I can't. Think about, maybe if you play it one more time, it'll make sense here, what we're supposed to think about.
Poor guy is just like a deer in the headlights. I mean,
can you play that? I want to just see if what he's talking about here.
You want to hear it again.
Any other year for the past 100 years.
Oh, wait, but we got to go to the beginning again. Here we go. There he is again.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was confusing lives and years, but didn't have his numbers. And I mean, it's every speech. He finally comes out of the basement. There he goes. The other embarrassing thing, you know, he delivered pizza to first responders. Now, first responders need a little love, and I think that's a great gesture. But isn't that something like a mayor candidate would do or something? You know, I mean, maybe a presidential candidate, and he looked like about the absolute opposite a pizza delivery person could look like in a suit delivering these pizzas, bringing them up. It just was, it's not pretty.
Lord.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of a mess. Let's go to Bad Lake, Minnesota. Boy, oh, boy, I wouldn't want to mess with them.
That's not a place to fish.
No, don't mess with them.
But maybe it's reverse psychology.
Rick, is
the locals fish there because everybody else thinks it's bad.
Is there anything good about Bad Lake, Rick?
It's Battle Lake.
We have a little typo there. Okay, all right.
Say, who the heck would name their lake Bad Lake?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
We know Battle Lake.
That makes more sense.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just want to talk about there's a major prayer service happening in Washington, D.C., September 26th for all faiths. And they expect, it's called the return, they expect over 1 million to 2 million people there to pray for our country.
Fantastic. That is great. I know that there is a lot of that going on, and there needs to be, because that's another area we talked about. What do you do? I mean, I don't think there's anything more important than praying for, your country, your city, your county, or your whatever it is, the president himself, whoever you're, ultimately wanting to hold up. I'm glad that's happening. I think the president today would do well to be a comforter in chief. And I think everybody's expecting him to come in and say, more law and order, commander in chief. We're going to send the troops into this unrest stops. But I think maybe to wrap his arms around some of these folks and love them up a little bit. And he has to be who he is. But I think some of that shows people that there is a soft side to the president as well. And I'm thinking he ought to do some of that. I don't know. I appreciate it, Rick. Pat in Deadwood, South Dakota, you're next. What's on your mind?
Well, I think the conservatives need to pick up the chant that all lives matter, not just black lives, all lives. I believe black lives matter only is very, very racial. It's picking only one ethnic group in this country that there's quite a few ethnic groups.
We had a radio guy use that in Sacramento and get his butt booted. So
yeah, I was just going to say you've wandered into racist territory, Pat, because it's amazing to me. This is the effectiveness of these people who I believe are interested in one thing, and that is anarchy. Black Lives Matter was founded by Marxists. Nothing about them. They were part of, if you remember, they were part of DAPL. What in the world did Black Lives Matter need to be a DAPL for? Well, they were there because they're about all the unrest and the anarchy and everything else.
What color is oil?
Yeah, maybe that's why. Anyway, Pat, I agree with you 100%, but that is at odds with everything they stand for.
But you know, everybody keeps saying racial equality, and then this is very, very selective.
Very true. And people are disgusted with it. They've had enough of it. And the fact that it's happening mostly in Democratic-run cities needs to be dealt with. Pat, appreciate the call. I'm with you. All lives matter. And
All lives matter, I believe, yes.
I do want to share briefly a little lesson my daughter gave me in the middle of one of the Black Lives Matter events that were going on. And I said, I'd love to go in there with a sign that says All Lives Matter. My daughter said, well, that'd be like going to a breast cancer rally and having a sign that says all cancer matters. And they're specifically saying they don't like what's happening, so they're doing that, and you doing that is disregarding them. But in general, if we can't get to a point where we say all lives matter, where are we at? Harvey Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Yes, see, this guy that called in about this carnival and Bismarck shared it, then the counts went up so high.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, they must have left the folks that are the nursing homes that took them down there, because majority of them that have it are up in their 70s and that. So I can't see where all the counts went up so high then.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been the carnival crowd. You make a good point, Harvey. Thanks for that very much. Do you know the census is wrapping up? Have you had a chance to weigh in? The response rate right now is about 62% in North Dakota, which is behind the national average. So we got a little work to do here. 150,000 North Dakota households have not yet responded to the 2020 census. So if we miss like 1% of households in North Dakota, you're talking about $72 million plus lost in federal funding. Missing 10% of the remaining 150,000 North Dakota households that have not completed the census, you're walking away from $725 million. In lost federal funding over the next decade. Just keep doing the math on this. 150,000 households fail to complete. That's $7.25 billion. You just keep going up. So North Dakota cannot afford to leave the state's fair share of apportioned federal funds on the table as they provide support to address the needs and programs of our residents. You can do it online or answer the door. Pretty simple. More.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today to meet with law enforcement and survey damage from recent riots in the streets there following the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she doesn't believe the president should be making the trip right now.
What we see from him over and over again, and particularly as part of his reelection bid, is to exploit tensions and division. And that's the last thing that Kenosha needs. It's the last thing that Wisconsin needs. It's the last thing that our region and our country need.
The president saying Portland, Oregon leaders are not up to the task of handling violent protests in that city, telling Fox News last night the Democratic mayor, Ted Wheeler, is incompetent after Wheeler blamed the president for an incident that killed a demonstrator over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Version of Earth, Wind, and Fire September, so that passes for a
wow. It's Justin Timberlake from the Trolls movie. Really a great scene in the movie.
How funny. I love it. Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. How about lunch at PetroServe USA? How does scallop up a tuna hot dish? Let's go with tuna hot dish today, should we? It's waiting for you at West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. If you're traveling I-94 today, exit 292 in Valley City, one of the nicest convenience stores. I'd go so far as to say the nicest convenience store in the state. You're going to find a wonderful location in Valley City, exit 292, PetroServe USA. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today. Harwood meatball dinner, 12th Avenue, Fargo, tater tot hot dish, and today only. If you come in there, you got double stamp Tuesday. Get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice. And also bandanas for $2.99. Some of the September specials at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. We have the Secretary of Energy, Dan Burlett, who is in North Dakota this hour at the Minot Air Force Base. Later, doing a roundtable with oil producers and regional coal gas producers as well. Oil and gas, and also lignite. Two separate panels happening today with those leaders. We'll have coverage of that for you on Energy Matters and later in the news, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, it's coming up here in a moment, but first I want to just finish on a couple of calls that have been waiting to get in here. So let's get you in. Jeff in Williston, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on there. On the 26th of September, which is a Saturday, here in Williston, North Dakota, at Harmon Park, across the street from Dairy Queen, we're going to have a Trump caravan, and I'm asking everybody who likes to participate to bring your vehicles, bring your Trump flags and American flags, and flags supporting the police, law enforcement, first responders, firemen, and military, and just show our support for our president, our country, and our military and law enforcement and everybody, just get everybody motivated for the election there, and just express our love for our country.
A Trump caravan in Williston. How about that? Now, where and when again? Sorry, one more time, Jeff.
That's the 26th of September, which is a Saturday, and it'll be at Harmon Park. We're going to meet at 11 a.m., and it's right across the street from the Dairy Queen at the parking lot there.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. Glad you called. Thanks for telling us that. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Chris in McKenzie County. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, I love your guys' bumper music. It's so much fun. One of my favorite seasons of the year, with the harvest coming in and everything like that. And I love our country just like you guys do, but I am a little bit perturbed at the games that are being played. Specifically, COVID is killing people, no question about it. The lockdowns are hurting people. The oil war with Russia and Saudi Arabia jacked up the market. There's so many things going on. But if you step back, you have to ask yourself the question, how much of this is distraction so that something else might be going on? We're all focused on all this destruction and messiness, and I don't have to worry even about who's doing it. I ask myself, who's benefiting from it? And the beneficiary is going to be the Democrat Party and the left trying to alter an election process with a mail-in ballot process, and then also go crazy when they declare after Trump wins that it's invalid because he suppressed the vote. They're already setting it up. It's making me crazy because they are just so invested in the distraction. And while we're all focused here to kind of quote Rahm Emanuel and the Podestas and other people like that, don't let a good crisis go to waste. They are capitalizing like crazy on the back end. And they're even telegraphing, telling us what they're going to do with all the mail-in ballot. You can't vote in person, et cetera, et cetera. And it's making me crazy because the fight that's going to come when they declare everything that we as people do invalid because they didn't get their way and Trump wins is going to be disturbing. And I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm not afraid of it. And I'm getting very upset. And that's my thought.
Hey, one more quick thing, Chris. Will it work? When you describe, you believe, you know, the civil unrest and all the political games over here are designed to have us not pay attention to what's going on over there. Do you think that works?
Well, not even necessarily designed, per se. I'm not worried about the why. It's the what can happen when we're all focused over here. But yes, it might work, and at the very least, they can claim, just like Hillary still hasn't given up that she won, they can claim the second 4 years of a Trump administration are invalid. That's what they're going for, and they're going to try and steal the election. But with Biden, oh, my gosh, that clip you played, that's insane. The man cannot even string together a sentence, confusing years with numbers and people. And well, just think about it. You know, it's crazy. But if he can campaign for his base but maintain a manufactured lead from the polls like Hillary had 4 years ago, then at the end they'll say he led all the way through and there's no way Trump could have come back from that kind of a lead. He cheated. It doesn't matter about the cause. I'm not saying it's engineered, but it's being taken advantage of in such a way. Focus here, focus here. And the media is probably the best at it. They're keeping us focused on something. I don't care what the cause was. And people are dying, and it is bad. And the Marxists are rallying and rioting in cities. But it doesn't matter. The origin of that doesn't matter. It's the beneficiary of it that I'm talking about. And they're going to try and make it work. It's their last gasp. Because, you know, America-loving people are not going to stand for it. I'm just sick of it, and I'm waiting for people to organize. And I love these rallies and these Trump caravans and boat armadas and things like that, because they're showing the leftist-oriented media they're not getting the message all the way through. So it might work. It might. They could knock off a popularly elected president, even somebody that wins the popular vote, because they're talking about counting ballots until December now?
One thing I'll tell you, though, yeah. Chris, Donald Trump is always playing chess, 4D chess, when everybody else is playing checkers.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't discount his ability to see exactly what you're saying and have an eye on it, like, unlike anybody else has. That's why we love him. That's why forgotten Americans say, this guy is fantastic. He thinks of everything. He's fighting for us. He's right there. He's out front. I mean, that's why it's so darn important. It really is. Speaking of which, Kevin, have we got Secretary Brulette? I want to spend a little time on this today before we go as well. The Secretary of Energy is in North Dakota. I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday and talk a little bit about forgotten North Dakotans that are in the oil and gas industry, even sometimes in the middle of the administration. We worry about that a little bit. So we're going to share that with you here in a moment as soon as Kevin tells me we're ready to roll. I want to tell you about Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, North Dakota, family-owned, veteran-owned. Incredible story, really. And they have locations, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, but also Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix. They've grown and grown and grown. They have an incredible team. All of their labor, background check, drug tested. That means people going in and out of your house with the things. That means the people driving the truck. They provide every solution possible for moving and storage, from do-it-yourself to full-service moves, from across the block to across the country. and they cover it all. Low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or too small. Do me a favor, call these good folks. They will take very good care of you. Ask them how your move can be paid for as well. That's right. Credit towards your move. 701-566-5532 or online at ActionMovers, two A's, ActionMovers.com. All right. So, the Secretary of Energy. Back with Dan Burlett. What's on your mind? The Secretary of Energy, Dan Burlett, from the President's Cabinet to North Dakota to check out what's on the ground, roundtables with the lignite industry, with the oil and gas industry, and spending time at the Minot Air Force Base. You got a full agenda. Welcome back, Secretary Burlett.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Great to be with you again.
So, what do you? What's on the agenda when you are meeting with folks and at the Minot Air Force Base? What is your main hope in the information you bring back to the president?
Well, the main focus is on North Dakota. So I had a great visits with both Senators Cramer and Hoeven. Both were very instrumental. But what I told both was that I really want to hear from folks who are in the industry, you know, either producing coal or producing oil or producing gas, so that I can learn a little bit more about the economic situation that they face and what we might be able to do as a federal government to help assist. We all want this industry to make it past this pandemic. We want them to make it past the pandemic in a very strong fashion. These are the people on the ground, especially, you know, with regard to oil and gas. These are the people who made America the number one producer of oil and gas in the world. And it's important that we retain this industry and this production in places like North Dakota. You know, as I mentioned to you in the past, as I've mentioned to others, you know, it's not only about the economic, independence that we enjoy and the energy independence we enjoy because these people are so good at what they do. It's the foreign policy options that we create for this president and future presidents by maintaining that independence. The last thing we want to do is to go back into a dependent state like we were in, you know, three, four, 5 decades ago when I was growing up a kid in South Louisiana.
What's the bridge? You're going to hear from the oil and gas industry, right? Obviously on this trip that, rig counts are down, the price isn't where it needs to be able to pull the oil out of the ground. You were very instrumental in waking the Saudis up to the wisdom or lack thereof of trying to, attack the oil and gas industry in the middle of a pandemic. But, there's still challenges out there. What's the way back for oil and gas?
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about that. The Saudis and the Russians, you know, got into that dispute back in early March. The president directed me back then to work with my colleagues, my counterparts at the ministerial level. I have stayed in close contact with all of them. So we talk on a regular basis. So I'm monitoring that situation very closely. I'm still optimistic of the situation in Saudi. I think they've learned the lesson. I think the Russians obviously are facing some of the same demand issues that we have here in the United States. So I think, you know, as I think about what's going to come down the road, it's very important that we begin the process of opening up the economy around the country and around the world. The answer to the economic pain that we're all facing, and it's not just in North Dakota, although it's very acute, obviously, in North Dakota. It's also in the Permian Basin down in Texas. It's down in Louisiana where I grew up. We have to get this economy up. We have to get people back to work. We have to get people back commuting. We have to create the right demand curve again for refined product like gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. And that's really the answer to the situation that we currently face today.
Let's talk a little bit about all of the above. You have been a promoter of a true all of the above approach because a lot of people talk about all of the above, but they have favorites, right? And you've I think made a very good argument about the energy system is like a machine and where you truly need all of the above. What kind of progress are we making on that front? I know there were record highs in a lot of areas in 2019, but obviously the pandemic has slowed that down. So where are we at today? We'll have to wait for his answer. We leave you in suspense until after this short timeout on What's On Your Mind with Energy Secretary Dan.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, What a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Overstocked special purchase of off-lease GM program vehicles, low mileage, all under warranty. Payments as low as $199 a month. And speaking of that warranty, those Buicks, GMCs, and most of those late model used cars have that lifetime powertrain warranty, the best in the business. That's what makes Schwann stand out. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Did September go away? I heard just a little bit of
it. We're all waiting for 2020 to go away.
What did you find there, Kev?
I found a little Daughtry September.
Daughtry?
Right. Wow, yeah. I haven't heard Daughtry song. Yeah.
We're an oldie station now.
Somebody texted, do you remember the 21st day of September, that song? What was that again? Do you remember? I think the song was called Do You Remember?
I think it was.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know. What's your magic? We have a couple minutes left. We'll see if we can go out with the 21st of September. It's been a fun day today, kicking off the 1st of September. Hat tip to Kevin Flynn on the wonderful bumper lineup today. All September.
Oh, come on.
Pretty darn good stuff.
Go on.
Good stuff.
Having a great time. Okay, back with Dan Burlett, the Secretary of Energy, in just a moment after I tell you about my friends at MyPillow. You know what? MyPillow is a great company for a lot of reasons. The products, number one. I mean, sleep on a MyPillow. Notice the difference, okay? Same with a mattress topper. Put your pet in a MyPillow pet bed, as an example. Or try the sheets or the towels. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials tab, you'll get all the specials we've ever talked about the whole year right there. Click on it. Great savings. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, back with more with the Secretary of Energy, Dan Burlett, who will be in Minot today, touring right now at the Minot Air Force Base, later with a roundtable of lignite producers and also oil and gas producers. So we look forward to that. We'll be there covering that for you live. All of the above is a question that we were talking to him about. Not lip service, actually all of the above. How are we doing on that, Mr. Secretary?
Sure. We've made progress in almost every place except California. If anyone wants to know the distinction between the types of policies that this administration has undertaken with all of the above, producing every form of natural resource and energy that we're so blessed with in America versus not doing, you know, that, or perhaps, you know, pursuing a different policy as they're doing California with 100% renewables, you only have to look at what's happening there today. You know, California has chosen the path of 100% renewables, and if they need base load, you know, they'll buy from Arizona or from Nevada or some other place. The challenge with that strategy, and the way I liken it is, you know, if you're environmentally sensitive and you don't want to buy a car and you think you're going to borrow your friend's car when you actually need one, well, what happens when you both need it at the same time? And that's what's happening in California. They chose the path of 100% renewables. They were going to buy base load from someone else. The challenge they face is that it was not only hot in California, it was hot in Arizona and Nevada as well. So those two states decided, well, wait a minute, we're going to keep our base load because we want power in our hospitals to deal with the pandemic, for instance. We want air conditioning in our states for our residents, so we're not selling you our base load, California. It demonstrates perfectly the need for an all-of-the-above strategy. I can't make the argument any better than what California has made it over the course of the last few months with their rolling brownouts.
Yeah, and of course, for ideological reasons, you have coal, you know, being pushed off the grid. Then you have problems like that. So it, all of the above has to mean all of the above, or it doesn't work. How about specific to the lignite industry? You're going to hear a lot about 45Q from the producers here, from the industry here, because obviously a treatment in the tax code, that's Steve Mnuchin's lane, not necessarily the energy secretary's lane, but can make a big difference. On coal, give me an update on what you think is in the queue right now from the administration to help for, you know, more research dollars for the coal industry that will get things going, like our own Project Tundra.
Well, I think, you know, for Project Tundra, you know, CCUS, the research and development work that we're doing at the Department of Energy and the coordination that we have with Project Tundra, I think is invaluable. We need to pursue that. We need to pursue it very aggressively. With regard to your point about 45Q, Steve Mnuchin and I worked very closely, Secretary Mnuchin and I worked very closely to get those rules finalized out of the IRS so that the industry can begin to take full advantage of them. And I'd like to see that move even faster than it's already moved. So I'm encouraged by what I've seen so far out of the IRS and out of the agency that's responsible for writing the final regulations. I am going to continue to urge them to move along. We have to have this out. We have to have it completely final, the regs final. Everybody understands what they are. And the industry can take clear advantage of what Congress intended when it wrote that specific portion of the tax code. That's very, very important for us to do. Yeah, but back to your point about, you know, all of the above, you know, it's very important for us, you know, to pursue all forms of energy, even with lignite, you know, which North Dakota is absolutely blessed. I forget what the exact number is, but I think you have enough lignite to power not only the state, but perhaps even the whole country for several hundred years. It's very important that we look at the technologies that allow us to use those resources more efficiently, perhaps more cleanly, and we're doing exactly that at DOE. So I hope to have some of these conversations with the industry as well. I'd like to know what is it that they need from me in order to make this move along a little faster.
Don't you just love that? I mean, it's really to hear that firsthand from the Secretary of Energy saying, I want to hear from the industry what I can do to help move this along more, right? I mean,
I like what Kevin says.
That?
Be brutally honest.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah, he did. Kevin, the Senator Cramer, said on Monday, advice for all the participants, be blunt. They need to hear about it. They do, for sure. We're out of time. We will have more of our interview with the Secretary of Energy Matters later on, as well as coverage of the roundtable events, Lignite and Oil and Gas, up in Minot today. So join us then. And remember, you can call 24-7 on the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 855-200-1776. Be the Buffalo, why don't you? That's the Be the Buffalo spirit we talk about all the time in North Dakota, and they have it at Oasis Petroleum. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's August 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,100 acres in Ramsey, 1,200 acres in McLean, 1,500 acres in Burley, 48 acres in Walsh, agricultural development land in Bismarck and Mandan, and 160 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota. And exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tolna, Steele, and Lincoln, North Dakota, and Baker and Dagmar, Montana. See all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.